This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Around to things that have been going on the last 24 hours or so, and for some reason or other, as I look at the headlines, all that I can think of, all that I can put in my mind is the theme to the Mickey Mouse Club, and I've changed the words from Mickey Mouse to Trump. Trump. I don't mean that he's running a Mickey Mouse operation. I just find that it's, who knows where that came from, actually. Kara, you know that I have a strange mind and have strange ideas, strange thoughts from time to time. She's going to say from time to time, right?
Yeah, I didn't say it.
It's, oh yeah, I know, but I knew you were thinking it. So, Mr. Trump has tapped military strategist Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as his new national security advisor. Thank heavens it wasn't John Bolton, who is a horror show, but I knew that Trump would not pick him because he doesn't like his mustache. And besides, he seems to be surrounding himself with lots of militarists. Whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, you make up your own mind. I haven't made a judgment about it one way or another. Well, maybe I have a little. A lot of military people. I'm trying not to make judgments about any of this stuff. The jury is out. I'm not going to participate in Not My President Day rallies, at least not like they were in Portland. There was an arrest or two, I think, yesterday. Well, there were anti-Trump rallies here in New York. I'm here in Los Angeles and in New York and Chicago, Atlanta, Boston here. What is it that people don't like? If you ask them, they really don't know. They just are out protesting because they don't like Trump. All right, so That's fair, not great way to spend your time. It was President's Day. That's why we were protesting, because we don't like him as president. He's not our president. Of course he's your president. You know how foolish it sounds to say that? He is your president. Whether you like him or not remains to be seen. But he's your president. He is the president. He's the president in residence. You can sing Not My Trump. That would be a good sound, better than the Mickey Mouse Club, if in fact that's how you feel. So, a lot of energy. It's good to protest. I'm a big believer in protesting. Stir the pot. Focus attention on things. So, there's nothing wrong here. I don't see anything wrong with either circumstance at the moment. So, let's see. What do we know about McMaster? He was previously in charge of an initiative to develop the future of the Army's force, the potential forces, what we need. I'm going to come clean here on this one. I said there are a lot of militarists around. I think we have too much money being spent now in defense matters. The fact that Trump says we've got to get things organized because they are disorganized is one thing. I hope that's not script for spending more money, because we don't need to spend more money. I hope he knows how much there is. Matter of fact, I think he said on the campaign trail, did he not? There is so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the military at the Pentagon that it had to be cleaned up. I believe he cited that any number of times. So let's hope that's part of what whoever is in charge over there is going to be doing, not just throwing more money at things that are not intelligent to spend money on. And but the Republicans love to spend money on war. They've got to protect, you know, it's this facade of we have to protect ourselves is just that. It's a facade. Protecting ourselves requires technology. It doesn't require more people. There are enough people if they are well trained. There are so many men and women, and they'll tell you, who are not feeling like they're being used up to their potential because it's just the Army way, the military way. I will never, ever forget my experience in Iraq. when I went, almost 10 years, I think, since I went over there. The walking around, I had free rein. A number of people went, celebrities and people who were trying to ascertain what was going on for the folks back home firsthand. There were always those sorts of trips. And so we slept in one of the castles, the people. I went over with about 60 people, and I slept in Uday's bedroom, which was a scary reality in and of itself. I didn't sleep. I had a bed. Not easy to sleep around that energy. Anyway, during the day when we weren't doing orchestrated things, going to this event or that event, we brought over in the plane lots of supplies, medical supplies, supplies for schools, that sort of thing. It was from a nonprofit group that was trying to help. A little bit of meddling, but help for the most part. And there was a USA tour with Tony Orlando as part of the group. So anyway, I walked around on two or three different occasions for two or three hours at a time, just walked into areas where there were various authorities doing things. And I remember talking on one circumstance. I talked three or four times to people who were not necessary at all. Their being there was just foolish. But one fellow in particular sticks in my mind who had PTSD, not from being there the time he was there, but from a time before. He had three tours, I think. And the last tour, he was brought over to wash the cars of the general and his staff. There were four cars in a carpool, and his main job was to keep them clean. And that's what he did every day, 6 days a week. Washed and cleaned cars. Fellow was about 35 years old. I don't remember his name. It wasn't important. He probably didn't give me his real name anyway. But to think that this man was, he should have been in a hospital back in the States, but he wasn't. He was called up and brought back over there. You can say, well, they needed somebody to do that. Get a car wash, for God's sake. So you have to have a person, you know, this. And then he started telling me stories about some of his friends. And I'm betting there are a lot of you who have been in the service that have thought that you spent your time wasting away. There are many good uses for soldiers. That's not one of them. And so the reason I bring it up anecdotally is because I think there are a lot of people who say, well, we're going to have more men in order to prepare ourselves for war. There's not going to be any war that requires lots of men. You got people that are still over in Afghanistan that we're not to have there. And I don't really remember what Trump said about being in, you know. We remember the last president said we'd be out of there. And the president before that said we'd be out of there. And the same about Iraq and the Middle East, period. And so here we are, a long way down the pike, having this last weekend a very major part in an operation to get rid of Daesh in Mosul that seems to be somewhat successful. Do we need to be there? Well, we created the mess, so we got to be there to clean it up. Anyway, McMaster also, we're talking about McMaster as the new security advisor, is a critic. There's a book that he wrote in 1998 that dissected the involvement in the Vietnam War. He was not for it. He's also spoken out against how the U.S. planned for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, on that circumstance, he has something going for him as far as I'm concerned. And that's why I brought up the stuff about Iraq and Afghanistan, because this guy, McMaster, doesn't like us being there. So, if that's how he's going to influence Trump, or hopefully he can negate the influence of Bannon, who is a horror show. Okay, I'll take a deep breath. You take a deep breath. And then let's continue on with a focus on what proposed changes to health care are in store. It's now 16 past the hour on today's Good Day with Doug Steffen. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, so let's just spend some time here on the proposed changes to the Obamacare individual insurance market. This is always so confusing. I don't get how the pieces all fit together here. I just know that a lot of people think it was a horror show. Let's see if this reporter can put it together for us.
The Trump administration has proposed a new rule for Obamacare. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services proposed the rule, which would cut the health care law's open enrollment period in half. It would also tighten special enrollment procedures that allow people to sign up for coverage after the deadline. The goal here is to make it harder for consumers to game the system. Insurance companies complain that people wait to enroll until they're sick, then drop their coverage after they receive treatment, which drives the insurer's cost up. And that is forcing anxious companies to either raise their rates or abandon the marketplace completely. The CMS says its proposed changes will help stabilize the marketplace while the government continues to consider reforming or replacing the law. But no one knows when or if a new insurance system will be put in place. President Trump promised to quickly repeal and replace Obamacare, but the GOP has hit several roadblocks in their journey to dismantle the law. The CMS will take public comments on the proposal till March 7th. The final rule could go into effect shortly after that.
All right, so that was somewhat helpful in that you understand from listening to that. I'm not a participant in it, so I don't know. Kara, are you a participant in the health care marketplace through the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, well, my parents have the Affordable Care Act, and so because I'm under 26, I'm still on theirs. But yeah, it's confusing to me because I know some people have had a ton of trouble with it, but nothing really changed for my parents. That was negative. They only had benefits from Obamacare.
Yeah, very interesting. As to the only people I've heard complain about it are the ones who have had to pay four times as much since the system got started if they have a family. That was the only problem I could hear or see. 21 past the hour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I know it's gonna be. All right, so music in this hour focused on Bill Withers. Now, I made a mistake. I just said to Kara and to Victoria, I wasn't a big Bill Withers fan. There are songs that he's done that I don't like, but there are songs that I do like. This is actually quite a good tune. So I take back what I said about Bill Withers in general. He was honored at the Songwriters Hall event this weekend. Justin Timberlake got on bended knee before Bill Withers and credited his Stone Cold classic Lovely Day with inspiring the hit that Justin has, Can't Stop the Feeling. Was nominated for Best Song at this year's Oscars. This is ridiculous.
So, I hate to say it, but I think Justin's song is better.
Well, yeah, but I don't get how he's inspired by one. I don't hear any of this in that other song. Do you? Is it me?
You know, I think this is sort of just who Justin is from Memphis. I think he has that so much of that Memphis R&B soul in him that I think he probably has a lot of Bill Withers and Sam and Dave, and there are a lot of other artists, retro artists, that inspire him. So I think that's probably what he meant more, maybe.
This is award season. Last week, what was it last week? The SAG Awards. What did we have last week?
The Grammys.
It was the Grammys. Okay, so this weekend it was the Black Actors or whatever they call it. What is it? The Black, not the Actors Guild, but is the Black, the NAACP Award. That was what it was.
Oh, okay, the Image Awards.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and that, and then there was the Songwriters Hall of Fame event in Los Angeles as well. And that's where Justin was. That's where all of this took place. And when he was introduced, when Justin was introduced on stage, it wasn't he who appeared, but instead Bill Withers came out into the audience. They were really happy about it, being there. And so
I wouldn't know him. I wouldn't recognize him as a I mean, I know his voice, and I know his name, and I know the songs, but I don't think I would have recognized him as a face if he walked out.
I think he looks a lot different now. He's 78, and he looks a lot different now than he did when he was a hit recording star. Let's put it that way. Anyway, he was the panel's Songwriter Hall of Fame moderator, but he didn't start right away into a discussion about music, but spoke about his shoes. He wears rather stylish shoes, and Timberlake, I guess, does as well. Anyway. Anyway, so it was a nice event. It was a warm event. I've always, it's interesting that you make note of that here in the notes, Victoria, because Donny Hathaway and Bill Withers always have confused me.
Oh, really?
Of them. Yeah, right, yeah. Anyway, so there was a discussion about the pressure to create a song for Trolls in this movie, and Withers talked about the pressure and competition that he felt to what he felt when he opened up for Donny Hathaway back in the day. Donny was a bad dude, he said. He was not reticent about saying, you better bring it tonight because I'm coming for you.
No pressure.
No, none whatsoever. That was a nice warm event. Nice. Also, I suppose it is not so warm, although a lot of people remember this guy, Clyde Stubblefield, who was the drummer for James Brown, died at the age of 73. He performed on Cold Sweat, Ain't It Funky Now, Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine, I Got the Feeling. He was the soloist for a funky drummer. And he's a lot of other hip-hop acts. Would we consider James Brown to have been a forerunner of hip-hop in a way, you think?
Could be, yeah. I've never heard anyone sort of make that argument, but I think that there's something to that, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's been a drummer with Dr. Dre, N.W.A., LL Cool J, Run D.M.C., Beastie Boys. That's good. All right, so we take a moment to think about Clyde Stubblefield and what he contributed to pop music. His send-off at 28 past the hour. Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry, plus a free book called Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that phone box.
Let's sink our teeth into more of the things that are going on for this overview. It's the Tuesday, February 21st, two-thirds of the way through, actually a little bit more than that, through the month of February. I can remember the first day of the month. Seems like only yesterday I was teaching you how to say and spell February, so you'd be conscious of it. F-E-B-R-U-A. All right, there's the spelling lesson of the airwaves. 34, almost 35 F-E-R. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day. An extended overview into some of the things that are going on that are more of a serious nature. And Kara Schillen is here at the controls to help me work my way through a lot of this stuff. The Day Without Immigrants protest. You remember that occurred last, was it Thursday or Friday of last week? I think it was Thursday, right? Thursday was the marches. Number of employees were given leave by their bosses to go protest. And then there were those who took the day off to protest who didn't have leave from their bosses, and so they have been fired. Yes, folks, hundreds of protesters who skipped work to participate in the rallies last week have found themselves without a job. I found an interesting example. Bradley Coatings, which is a company specializing in industrial coatings, 18 employees there were fired for not showing up for work. company noted in a statement they put on their website that the employees were not terminated for going to the protest, but for not being at work. And apparently it was an important day for whatever, who knows. But we all have different days during the week sometimes that orders are supposed to be shipped. This was a statement that was on, I think, there in Lexington, but I'm not sure about that, Kentucky. This past Wednesday night, certain employees informed their leadership they would not be at work the following day because of the time-sensitive nature of the jobs these employees were assigned to. All employees were told that they would need to show up for work or they would be terminated. On Thursday, the majority of the employees of the company fulfilled their obligation to our client, but 18 employees did not. Regretfully inconsistent with our prior communication with all of our employees, these folks were terminated. And let's see, there was another, I'm looking at a story from Encore Boat Builders in South Carolina. 21 people were fired there. 31 people were fired in the JVS Masonry Company in Colorado. Let's see here. I Don't Care Bar and Grill in Oklahoma City. A dozen employees were fired there. 25 workers at Ben's Kosher Delicatessen in Long Island were fired. Let's see. There's another. I'm looking at Twitter. There are a number of comments there from people that were fired by various companies. You know what? You got a job. You have a responsibility. You're getting paid. Show up, do the work. And even if you're an hourly, if you have a job that isn't salaried but is hourly, and your job, let's say the assumption on my part would be, if I have somebody working for me, they're necessary. I don't have many people working for me. Let's just say we're not overstaffed here, Kara. Would you agree with that? We're not overstaffed here.
Yeah, that might be an understatement.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, if somebody had taken the day off because they weren't, you know, there was they wanted to do something else, and it really affected the program, I'd probably not look on it particularly well either.
Well, that's the interesting thing to me, is that, you know, this is supposed to be taking a stand, except the fact is that it's punishing all of the people who are already employing
right.
those people. So it's like, these are people who are employing you and providing money for you, and you're both providing a service for each other, and instead of, you know, acknowledging that and respecting them for, you know, hiring you, you're instead punishing those people by randomly taking a day off. And, you know, this was actually another facet of it that I hadn't thought of before, was a bunch of stores in D.C. were closed as well, and we were trying to think, well, you know, what about the immigrants or the other people at those restaurants that didn't want to take the day off?
Mm-hmm. How much
that
more
don't
did they have to do?
Well, but if the restaurant closed, they didn't have a choice. So they weren't able to go to work, weren't able to get tips, stuff like that at a restaurant. You know, if you're not a salaried employee and then you miss a day of, you know, tips or whatever payment, then that kind of sucks for you.
Yeah.
And you don't get a choice in the matter.
Yeah. Interesting way. Yeah. Right. So there are, for every action and deed, there is a reaction. There are consequences for things, and people who are adults need to know that. Children need to know that. You need to be raising your children to understand that if there is something that they're doing that you don't approve of or that's not right, and then there's a consequence. There are consequences to not obeying the rules or the laws, and there is a perfect example. So it's a good example, actually. Let's move to some international relations. China is focused on North Korea, and it says it's going to stop all coal imports. So the North Koreans will not be able to sell coal to China starting now, amid the tensions because Korea and its foolishness with all these missiles and bombs and tests and that sort of thing. Let's see if we can get the story behind the story from this fellow.
Not long after North Korea's latest missile test, China announced it won't be importing any more coal from its neighbor this year. It's a significant blow to North Korea's fragile economy that depends heavily on coal exports, and the majority of those exports usually go to China. The communist nation is one of North Korea's only powerful allies, but China has started to change change its tune in late 2016 when it supported the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions against North Korea. Reducing coal exports is part of the sanctions passed in November, but experts told the Washington Post recent events like the missile test and suspicions that Kim Jong-un had his half-brother killed could be why China is enforcing those sanctions now.
All right, so I think that pretty much is self-explanatory. We're going to swat you like a fly. All right, let's move over to Japan, where exactly 75 years ago this week, President Roosevelt signed an executive order which paved the way for the incarceration of about 120,000 Japanese Americans who went to camps across the desert and the swampland of the Southwest. The Japanese American National Museum, which hosted a forum with other community groups over the weekend, opened an exhibit on basically this, on the aftermath, a discussion here which we hear, and I think this is a pretty good, this will give you an understanding for those of you who don't know what happened during World War II. This explains it.
75 years ago, President Franklin D. Roosevelt committed one of the U.S. government's greatest violations of personal freedom, the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. 2 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor, on February 19, 1942, Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066 that authorized the relocation of Japanese Americans. The fear was that Japanese Americans would side with Japan if provoked by a full-out invasion. While German Americans and Italian Americans were also affected, they didn't face the same level of persecution. Over 120,000 people, the majority Japanese Americans, were relocated to one of 10 mainland camps. Once at a camp, people had no way of knowing how long they would be required to stay. The last camp wasn't shut down until March 1946. For nearly 50 years, the U.S. government struggled to recognize those who suffered. During the war, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the president's order in two separate cases. But in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed the Civil Liberties Act that deemed the internment, quote, a grave injustice and awarded restitution payments to eligible survivors. Both former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton added their sympathies by sending apology letters to descendants of survivors of the camps. Former President Barack Obama declared an internment camp in Hawaii as a national monument.
So, given what we are talking about today with regard to some of the people that are here from the Middle East, that we don't want, or people who are here living in this country, you can understand, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, why there is the same sort of feeling. It was something that was part of our getting into World War II, and it's taken a long time to get out of it. That is, get out of the, to dig ourselves out of what the wave was afterwards. And so it's the same kind of thinking, I think, as we have with the present administration wanting to either keep people out of here we don't know anything about, or to we don't have any internment camps planned. We just want to send the people who are here illegally back home again. So you can see that that sort of thinking is not new under any guise of, okay, what? How is it this guy thinks? He thinks like a lot of people thought 50 years ago or 100 years ago. You know, there was some of that going on with World War One as well. So, okay, you got it. A perspective on conversation. That's what this is. I'm Doug Steffen at 44 past the hour. Up next, what is the cost of the traffic you're stuck in at the moment?
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Valid on SKU 2148359, ends 2/25/17.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
All right, so for those of you who are stuck in traffic at this point in the day, there are traffic jams already in New York City, in Washington, in Atlanta, in Chicago, and yes, even here in Los Angeles, there are places because, we've had such crazy weather here in Los Angeles, the traffic is crazy 24 hours a day. Here's what it's costing you.
The U.S. had three of the most congested cities in the world last year, and we bet you can guess which ones. Coming in at number one was Los Angeles, where drivers spend an estimated 104 hours stuck in traffic during rush hour periods. Moscow ranks second with 91 hours stuck in traffic, but New York and San Francisco were close behind with 89 and 83 hours spent stuck in peak traffic, respectively. Traffic is more than just frustrating. The analytics firm that compiled the numbers also note the cost of sitting in traffic. We're talking about the price of gas and the value of the time being wasted for everyone on the road. But for businesses, the fees associated with that idle time usually get transferred to the consumer through higher prices. The report estimates congestion cost each Los Angeles driver just over $2,400 last year. New York drivers suffered even more at $2,500. A senior economist at the firm called traffic a double-edged sword. The U.S.'s economic recovery and low gas prices have helped keep the cost of traffic lower, but those same benefits are causing more people to drive. As a country, the firm estimates traffic congestion cost the average American driver almost $1,400 last year.
$300 billion wasted out the tail. You'd think these people who are bureaucrats would actually try to figure out how to incentivize the staggering of hours at work. Wouldn't you think so? I would think that would make a lot of sense. 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is now Steve Strauss, who is a small business expert. You read his column all the time in USA Today. He's here to have us focus on this survey that was done by Bank of America, showing only 3% of small business owners consider education the most important hiring factor. So I suppose, Steve, that begs the question, what is the most important hiring factor?
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
And that is a good question. You know, the semi-annual Bank of America Small Business Owner Report always looks at something different. This spring, we're looking at hiring. And it turns out that what small business owners are looking for when they're hiring people these days are what are called really soft skills over maybe what are called hard skills. And what I mean by that is soft skills are things like trustworthiness, work ethic, creativity, thinking for yourself. Hard skills are computer skills, technical skills, things like that. You know, I wrote a lot of USA Today columns over the years. The most popular thing by far that I ever wrote was a column entitled "Why I Hire English Majors," and it got all the STEM majors very upset, right? Science, technology, education, and math. We hear so much about STEM education these days, but it really turns out that education generally, STEM education in particular, was not a very important aspect among these small business owners when looking to hire. What they really want are people who will round out their team and make their team better. That's far more important.
People who can speak well and write well. I emphasize that all the time, and I get teased because we're in the era of abbreviation. Everything that's done, look at Twitter, look at the way that we use our smartphones. We all are abbreviating, and it becomes crude.
Right.
Frankie, people laugh at me when I say that, but it is. It's crude, and it doesn't work in many business circumstances. People just don't like it. They want to have correct communication. So I'm interested, let's talk about age here, if I may. We all know sure. that there's sexism in hiring and there's ageism in hiring and that sort of thing. I wonder, as you look at the changing face of the workforce, you talk about the people that you hire that are good fits. Does it make a difference what age people are as far as these various categories are concerned? Generation X, baby boomers, the millennials, do the skills seem different with the age?
Yeah, it definitely does. And this is one of the things I found surprising in this version, this edition of the Small Business Owner Report, which is, you know, what generation is the most popular among small business owners when they're looking to hire? Well, it turns out that it's Generation X. And maybe that's not surprising. Generation X now is in their they're in their 30s and 40s. They've acquired probably some business skills. Certainly they've acquired some life skills. But Generation X is the most popular generation in terms of being hired, far more than millennials and far more than baby boomers. I think that is pretty interesting. And again, I think it goes back to, you know, what is someone looking for when they're looking to hire? Well, a lot of it has to do with the culture of your business. You want people who are going to make your team better. And experience helps, but skills, these soft skills, are more important. You know, Richard Branson had never created a business before he became a great entrepreneur, and Steve Jobs had never created a phone before he created the iPhone. Now, you're not going to hire Richard Branson and Steve Jobs, but you can hire people who think for themselves and who are creative and who are hardworking and who make your team better. And you do that, and then you're going to have, you know, whatever generation you go with, you're going to find that you're going to have a team that helps your business grow for sure.
Spend a moment talking about issues that small business owners have beside hiring, like the minimum wage problem, the health care costs,
yes.
those problems. How does that factor into whether you're hiring full-time people, part-time people? How is it mitigated in this survey?
Yeah, that's definitely something we found in this Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, that more than half of the people we surveyed think that a minimum wage hike is not going to be good for their company, and 74% said that they were concerned about healthcare costs. And I think that's not surprising. Of course, anytime you're talking about raising your prices, whether it's through healthcare or minimum wage, it's something you're going to have to think about. And we did find that a lot of the small business owners are figuring they're going to have to mitigate those changes somehow with higher prices or hiring more part-time workers, that kind of thing. So those are certainly some of the concerns we saw.
All right, Steve Strauss, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats, and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.